Up next is the other Republican in the primary race for governor, who was first to throw his hat into the ring back in May, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman.
Josh Shulman, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good to be here.
So for voters who don't know you, give us the quick story. Who are you and why are you running for governor?
Well, the 60-second version is I'm a Christian first. I'm the son of a minister. My dad's ministry was in mostly northeastern Wisconsin. My mother, she was a registered nurse. My wife and I have been married almost 25 years, both Wisconsin kids. We raised our family mostly in Washington County, and we now have an 80-acre farm in between West Bend and Grafton. Love Wisconsin through and through, aside from a tour of duty in Iraq in 2003, and I always joke a tour of duty in the Chicagoland suburbs while I was getting my master's degree at Northern Illinois. I'm a Wisconsin kid, and been back working in public service my whole life, dedicated it to the service and sacrifice of the guys and gals who didn't make it back, and reflecting the Lord's love by loving my neighbor as myself in public service the last 12 years in Washington County.
So is there a single issue that would define you, or maybe a lane within the Republican Party that helps define you?
Yeah, I think people-driven, being very people-focused, and mostly interested in solving problems. That's why I got into public service. I actually started in public administration because I thought politics was a little too volatile and too theoretical. Public administration is really where the rubber hits the road and you're dealing with people where they're at. My first job back in Wisconsin was deputy clerk treasurer in Princeton, Green Lake County, and I ended up taking on responsibilities in public works, literally shoveling out lift stations. So, you know, I think those are important things, making sure when you flush the toilet, it does what it's supposed to do and the garbage is collected on time. And to this day, that's who I am as Washington County Executive and who I will be as governor.
How much money do you think you're going to need to raise to win this primary, and then what happens after that in a general election?
Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing the fact that this is probably a $250 million race all in for both sides and all the outside spending. And just the candidate alone, I'm told, basement floor, $20 million, first floor, probably closer to $40 million. So it's a serious endeavor and one that we're excited about.
When it comes to a competitive primary, where do you personally draw the line between negative campaigning versus just defining the differences between yourself and an opponent?
Well, I think when it gets personal, that's really the dividing line. There's certainly differences on our side of the aisle. There's only two of us in this race right now, and there's certainly differences between policy approach. I think those are important to point out, and I think that's the essence of the primary process. But once it becomes personal attacks, I mean, I think that's where we've seen primaries in the past go awry, and I have no intention of going down that lane, and I hope the door swings both ways.
For voters who aren't aware of the candidates, should they be looking at which candidate has the closest issues to them or general electability?
Well, I think it's both. I mean, first and foremost, I think this has got to be about the people and local communities, a little bit more about Washington County type and a little less about Washington, D.C. But then I also think there's something to be said about the types of attributes it's going to take to win a general election. Generals are, of course, much different than primaries, I think, on the Republican side in particular. We've spent a little bit too much time focusing on who can win a primary, purity tests of sorts, and we need to spend more time thinking about what can win in the general election. I think when you put my resume next to anybody, I think the answer is clear. If we want to be in the governor's mansion in January of 2027, I think not only me, but my profile and our campaign is the type that wins.
This is an interesting contrast because we have the northern Wisconsin, which is kind of the new prime territory in Wisconsin for Republicans, versus the old guard, the WOW counties, which obviously you represent. So how do you view that matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the main contrasts, north versus south. I think there's certainly a generational difference, but I also think it's, you know, local and personal versus kind of state and D.C., Madison and Washington, D.C. I think those are basically the dividing lines, and I think it's a good contrast for people to really wrestle with what's best for us to choose in August to put up in November for the best shot to have the governor's mansion in January.
How do you think Donald Trump will impact this race?
Oh, huge. I mean, you know, it's the president's party, and you know, that's been clear for the last 10 years. But I think one thing to keep in mind is President Trump came on the scene in 2015 after the 2010 Tea Party wave. Republicans basically ran on three major points: reduce the debt, eliminate deficits, and repeal and replace Obamacare. here we are 15 years later, and we're still talking about those three things. Sometimes President Trump seems like he's the only one pushing the needle on any of those by himself. That's unacceptable, and I think it's why we continue to feel a churn in politics across America. So he's got a humongous impact. I certainly am going to work my tail off to earn his support and endorsement, and show him that, you know, he can have the confidence in me that I've got this race once we get past August, and we lead it to victory in November.
Josh Showman, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.